The 2014 Cincinnati Comic-Con returns to the Northern Kentucky Convention Center for another weekend of creative craziness. Many amazing guests will be in attendance, including artists and creators from the world of comic books, graphic novels, and illustration. The Comic-Con will also showcase some amazing Lego constructions that will impress kids of all ages. To get a better perspective on the world of the comic book creator, I met with Bruce Warden, author of the book Goodnight Keith Moon and the comic book series Woodstock, as well as Will Grapes, creator of the comic Fire Dragon. Bruce, Will, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
So,
I guess I wanted to start by just getting inside the mind of a comic book creator and what it takes to start, you know, to have a comic book from beginning to end.
What does it take? For me, it takes sleep deprivation and a little bit of sangria, usually. And the idea is just, and a friend. I almost never come up with this stuff all by myself, so it's always just joking around with buddies, coming up with ideas.
Well, when I was first looking into your stuff and I noticed the Fire Dragon series that you create, there's a serious Pink Floyd influence, isn't there?
It's kind of a music thing. Actually, I think both Bruce and I have this whole music thing kind of going through what we do. Mine's a lot of British music references, you know, like with titles of stories and stuff like that. But yeah, there's Pink Floyd and there's some other bands in there too, Blur and different bands like that. So,
and Bruce, you have the Woodstock series, which we've spoken about before, but could you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. It's just the story of the sort of now forgotten zombie outbreak at Woodstock in 1969, as told through three sets of survivors. One of them is the band The Zombies, the British invasion band The Zombies. So it's kind of, they're the heroes, the zombies fighting zombies. And there's one issue for every band that played at Woodstock. So, and it tells one big complete story arc, but so it'll be 32 issues, kind of a big project.
A question that's been on my mind, and I'm going to sound like Dad for a minute, but do you have day jobs?
That's a really good question. I do have a day job, yeah. I'm a scientific illustrator at a biomedical journal. It's part-time, so it gives me a little bit of free time to work on creative stuff on the side.
That doesn't pay.
And it will. What do you do when you're not making comic books?
I work in a marketing department, but the way I got hired was I could draw comics, and they wanted stuff to look like comics, so as part of our promotional, our whole corporate look is comic books and superheroes, so it worked out.
And then things took a turn for the weird. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile just drove by.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
As you're talking, I'm like, that's the Wienermobile.
I know what we're hijacking.
I guess the question that you probably get asked the most, and I'm going to ask it because I have to, is if there's someone at the Comic-Con or at home and they are an artist and they feel that they have a talent and they can do comic book type art, what's their next step?
Well, here, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, my take is just that I'm new to the comic world. Like, I've been an illustrator for 15 years, but it's been more nature illustration and science illustration, and I'm really just trying to figure this stuff out comic-wise right now. So I actually just don't feel qualified to answer that question because I feel like I would give people bad advice. My advice generally for being like an illustrator or an artist is you just don't stop. You just keep doing it. And you follow through on everything that you start and just maintain connections. I mean, that's probably the same in any industry, you know. But so that's what I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to, you know, meet people and, you know, just be inspired by the people around me and help people and be friendly and just keep doing it. And I'm paying for all this, you know, I'm self-publishing it, so I'm not, it's a labor of love. It's not gonna pan out, you know what I mean? I don't know how to convince anyone else that they should, you know, they can, you know, just focus on comics and do it and succeed and be the best, because I don't know that that's what I'm doing either.
I completely agree with Bruce. It's like anything else. Whatever you want to be good at, you have to just do it.
Yeah.
And you have to do it you have to, if it's something you're passionate about, you have to devote yourself to it.
Gotcha.
And it is getting out there, and it's meeting people, and it's not being afraid to show your work to somebody, just like in any art field, whether it's writing or illustration. Yeah. You show your work to people, and you take their advice, you know, which is tough for a lot of artists.
Yeah.
And
because it's so personal, so subjective.
Yeah, and they want to tell you, well, no, I did this because, and the person who's giving you their time, you let them give you your time, and you be appreciative of that. And it's just, it's constant learning process. And it's like, because when you're on your fourth or fifth issue and you look back on issue one,
yeah,
and you cringe,
yeah,
you also have to take into account, okay, but I've grown. And it's a growing process, no matter whether you're like 10 and you're just trying to figure out how to make the eyes look like they're on the same level, or you know, you're in your 60s and you're still just trying to figure out some process. It's all the same. You just, where you are on your path.
Yeah.
And Bruce, this is your first time at the Cincinnati Comic Con, but Will, you've been doing this for a while?
Yeah, I've been doing cons for 4 or 5 years at least. Cincinnati Con's really—it's a really great, great experience. So.
When you were saying it's kind of unique in the sense that it's really more artist focused.
It's less multimedia, whatever. It's more focused on comic artists and people like that, which is really cool. So.
There aren't like wrestlers and washed up actors and stuff sitting around waiting for autographs.
Yeah. So that's a nice thing that makes it unique. It's, you know, it'll sound probably trite, but it's like by an artist for artists,
yeah,
kind of, you know, because that's the reality of it. People just love the art form, and so they're trying to pull as many of their friends together. I mean that's really what last year was. It was Tony Moore asking his friends, do you guys want to do this? And a lot of his friends went, you bet. So, and that's what really is really cool.
Well, thanks for joining me, and thanks for bringing the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Oh, hey, it's our pleasure.
Yeah,
we'll let you
drive it next time.
It's kind of the influence we have.
The 2014 Cincinnati Comic-Con runs September 5th through the 7th at the Northern Kentucky Convention Center. Links to tickets and more information can be found at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.